Man, I can't believe it. Third anniversary already of Grand Forks Best Source. How about that? I'm John Roberts. We are live at the studios at Grand Forks Best Source. We're here at the Grand Cities Mall. And I'm just going to kick things off first with this guy right here, Paul Kranelka, my partner.
Whoop, whoop.
And then hiding behind the curtains, Katie is here, and we will be talking with Katie throughout the day. And we're kind of the three that got this whole thing going here. You doing okay? What are you pointing at?
You still have the camera on me.
Well, I know. That's because I was going to ask you another question.
Oh, okay. I don't like being on camera.
I don't either, but you look good. You look good. Katie's back there, too. Let's see if I can figure out.
there she is. Filming a TikTok, so I'm trying to get.
Oh, clips. You're filming a TikTok. Okay.
I'm trying to get clips, but hello, I'm here.
Okay, and of course Dale is in the background too, and we'll be talking with him shortly. In fact, I'm going to let him take over. But I just wanted to jump on here for a quick minute. These guys, we got Victor here. We got Icky here. Guys that do shows throughout the day and that you people watch all the time. But we're going to be hanging around here at the studio pretty much all day. I just wanted to tell you, not only is it St. Patrick's Day, but come and help us celebrate. There's a lot of you people out there. I mean, we have done thousands of shows now, whether it be a racing show or a morning update or Common Sense Uncensored or Big Screens and TV streams or Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema. We do a ton of different shows, and I didn't name them all, but if you've even been on the show, if you follow the show, if you've hosted a show, we want you to come here. Have a couple of cold Busch lattes with us. We're going to be hanging around all day. We will have some live entertainment coming up throughout the day. Also, later this afternoon, we got a girl with a hell of a set of pipes, Emma Campbell, coming in. I think she's going to maybe bring a couple of musicians in with her. Pete Moss, you might know Pete Moss, a.k.a. Greg Norman. He's going to be here, singer, songwriter, guitar player. And we're just going to be hanging out. We've got some giveaways going on today. I just wanted to tell you thanks for 3 years. I don't know if I'll be back on the air again today. I'll try, but I'm going to let Dale sit down now. And the doors are open here in the Grand Cities Mall and at the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. Come by, say hi. If we're not in here and you're looking for us, odds are we're across the hall at the BT and the guys over at Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. So, again, thank you, guys. Well, I'm gonna let Dale take this over for a while. Yeah.
I was going to say, let's give a hand to John Roberts here for playing the show for 3 years.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Congratulations, John.
Yeah. All I do is look good. You guys do most of the work, so I'm going to let Dale come and sit down here.
All right.
Remember that. I look good.
You make this look good, as Will Smith said in Men in Black.
Nice.
Not hard to do with this crew.
Icky, you know, I'm always impressed by, you could just pull out all these movie quotes just out of the back of your hand. Victor, you too, man. You guys, like, I need to get you two together more often on big screens and TV streams, because when I had you on both for the top three slasher films, you guys were just gelling. Non-stop quotes, non-stop references. You two do a phenomenal job. Also, I want to get a quick note in here too. If people can't make it into the studio, I know we're talking to Monty on the phone a little earlier. If you're past host, past guest, or just friend of the show, want to call in, we are taking calls and we want to hear from you. 701-213-0863. Make sure to call in. That number once again, 701-213-0863, or interact with us on the live chat. I see we got Marvin wishing us a happy anniversary to GFBS. Many thanks to that. And the way to do that, look up GFBS on Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube. Awesome, easy-to-use interactive chat room. Nice, easy, quick way to ask a question or give a comment. Give us an anniversary shout-out. We want to hear what you have to say. And, yeah, we'll be doing some giveaways. Make sure to tune in. And so, yeah, let's just throw it around the table. So Victor.
Yes.
Really glad you could come in, man. For the first time, you do not have popcorn for brains, as we say on big screens.
I was just about to say that. I was like, man, I don't have a popcorn for brains this time. Raphael's showing, guys.
Yeah.
Look at him in all his Ninja Turtle glory.
Yeah, you got a lampshade for brains.
I know.
So, who don't usually tune into big screens and TV streams, you joined us about a few months into the show.
Yes.
We were doing a live on location at the River Cinema.
That is right,
Yeah, I think you named the movie. You remember what movie it was for?
It was for Firestarter, the remake of Firestarter, yeah.
Yeah, and we got tuned into Firestarter because I had no idea about the original movie, Paul, and that was one of your early favorites. And you were all stoked for the premiere of this new remake.
Yeah, I was stoked for it, but I also knew that it was going to be garbage.
Yes. Well, yes.
And I called it.
I mean, so few cases are the remake better than the original, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Victor, we're interviewing random staff members from Hollywood Heroes Across the Hall and River Cinema staff.
Absolutely.
And we interviewed your manager, Nancy.
Yes.
And I think Paul and I were like, oh, hey, if there's any other staff you got want to come on and talk movies. And she's like, I know the guy, Victor. Yep. And you came on and you were just, Paul and I could tell, this guy knows his stuff. He knows his movies. You know your history. And we're like, oh, if you want to come on as a guest for future episodes of Big Screens, we'd love to have you. And, you know, for people who are unaware, Big Screens and TV Streams is another show on Grand Forks Best Source. Paul, Victor, and myself host it every week. I know Icky's been on a couple of times there, too. We just geek out. We nerd out over the latest movies and TV shows. Occasionally we'll review some flashback movies. Victor, and you're all about just joining us right away, and you've been with us since this last May, man. How's it been feeling? Almost a year with GFBS.
Man, I gotta tell you guys, this is like being back. Like it's like I never left, really. I mean, I feel like a new guy again. But you know, and honestly, like I said in the last show on Wednesday, I was so honored to be a part of the show. And you know, honestly, guys, I can't believe that it's the three-year anniversary, you guys. I can't believe I'm a part of this. I'm super stoked, and just I can't tell you how honored I am just to hang out and geek out with you guys.
It's kind of surreal, isn't it?
It is. It's just crazy. Like I said, I mean, been on a lot of crazy journeys in life, but this one is, you know, I'd hope to keep it riding along, and, you know, it's still riding along, so that's an honor. That's a very big
honor.
You
know, in the words of Limp Bizkit, keep rolling.
Exactly, yeah.
yes. So let's look to our other movie buff, Icky Ichabod. You started doing movie reviews, Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema, but what was it, summer of 2021 about, right?
About, yeah.
And what was your first episode you covered?
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Not good movie.
And I think if I remember right, you said that was one of your favorite interviews you did, right?
Besides the one I did with you. When you said you wanted to do Cabin in the Woods, and I came up to you, and I go, well, that movie sucked.
Yeah, that's so,
it's got to be monsters.
That's how I first met Icky Ichabod, because I was watching some old episodes, and there was like when Paul, you, and Icky were talking about, like, oh, if anyone wants to come on, shoot us a line, and I was like, oh, hey, Cabin in the Woods is a cool, fun, weird movie. If you guys want to do a show on that, and I came in and meet up to do the show with you before we're going on the air, you're like, hey, Dale, here's Icky. I came up to you. I'm like, oh, hey, Icky. And you're like, I thought this movie sucked. I'm like, oh, okay. So what's it been like, you know, 2 years of shows, man? What's it been like? How did you come on? How did Weird Cinema come to be?
Well, you know, I was just walking around the mall and that stuff. And I would talk to John Roberts in the hall. And he said that, you know, if I wanted to pitch a show, I'd had to pitch it to Paul. And anyways, I never saw Paul, so one day John said, Paul will be here at noon. I pitched him the idea for the show, and he said, when can you start?
So. Yeah. Paul's all about the weird movies, right? Movie goodness.
Oh, yeah. I've seen so many movies. It's ridiculous.
I never knew I could have a profession in which I, you know, get to watch stupid movies for...
So what's been some of the weirdest ones that, or some of the most fun ones you've covered so far, would you say, for both of you guys? Paul, a certain movie that stood out for you that you covered on Weird Cinema from the last couple of years?
Man, there's been so many. I mean, you kind of put me right on the spot there.
Oh, well, I know for some of the ones that, Icky, some of your picks that I haven't covered, there's a couple ones that went really out there, man, that were very just
like Lords of Chaos?
I'm probably thinking Bite and Fried Berry. Yeah. Those
Toxic Avenger.
No, that was fun. That was nostalgia from the 80s. I remember seeing that. But if I would have seen that before, I would have been like, what's up with this movie?
Well, we had to kind of edit what we said on the Toxic Avenger show because it's kind of raunchy.
I don't think I did edit that one. All right, I think we're just careful talking about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Teeth was a weird one, man.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that movie's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
That movie, I don't think
we can say what it's about on air, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you could, but in the description, it's pretty much like, think of what, you know,
we could
girls...
Yeah, we could just pass this one.
Yeah.
Pass.
I'm actually surprised Paul is like, pass.
Yeah. Katie wants to know, what's a PG version?
No, just give me the movie. I'll find it.
It's called Teeth.
Yeah. I know that
one. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I know that movie. Fun times.
My mom wanted to watch that movie one day.
I would definitely not watch that with your mom.
The best description for that movie is think of the show the L word. And like literally, that's the best description for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the best description you can.
Katie's exactly. All of a sudden like, oh yeah, this movie. Katie
She's
seal of approval.
Out.
Yep. Oh man.
I love you, Katie. That's right. So awesome.
So Paul, here from the beginning, 3 years of GFBS memories. What's been some of the trials and tribulations that first come to mind for just standout things, doing shows live on the air? Just from the year and a half I've been here, I kind of joined around the halfway point. I've seen so many upgrades to the studio over time. I can only imagine the amount of upgrades it must have been like from how you first started off.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Every now and then I look around here and I'm like, wow, I can't believe I built all this because just had the idea for this business and I knew absolutely nothing about it. So it started in the extra bedroom of my house, which is now currently my kids' room. So it's not even an extra bedroom anymore. With the help of my good buddy Zach, and then, you know, met with John Roberts, and we were just in this little rinky-dink room trying to figure out how to, you know, hook up a camera to a computer and a microphone and figure out all that kind of stuff. And just after doing a lot of research, we ended up finding this spot, and yeah.
What's up, Blake? Really quick?
Sure.
You know, as I said in Field of Dreams, which is more prevalent to this show than you think it is, if you build it, they will come.
Yep. Absolutely, dude. Heck, that's I love that. Still one of the best movies ever.
And that was the plan. I was just going to build it and figure it out as I went.
Yeah, just one step at a time.
Yep. Probably not the best business plan, but, you know, here we are 3 years later.
I mean, the amount of improvements that have been made over the course of time, because I went and watched back old previous videos, and just as you added in more green screens, more lighting, more cameras, improved tech, and just all the social medias they've grown to expand to, it's grown so much.
You know, and I can't take credit for all this. I mean, you know, it was a lot of collaboration with people. You know, I got to thank Brock over at Raptor PC. I mean, you know, Phil's over there helping out too, and I mean, they did help me out with a lot of the computer stuff. Again, my buddy's, you know, Zach, you know, he's over at that Sundog Mining Company now. He owns that. But he's the one that showed me how to, like, you know, set up pretty much everything and how to stream and all that kind of stuff because I'd never even streamed before. But
I know Brock's been a lifesaver with some last-minute tech issues we've had before.
Yep. Yeah, so him and Zach, and then obviously, you know, John, he, you know, helped me put everything together. We built the studio together. And then, who else? I mean, well, obviously, I got to thank my wife for putting up with all this.
There we go. Righteous applause.
Exactly.
and thank my mom because she's a business owner. So she, you know, is the one that showed me how to open an LLC and all that kind of stuff. There's somebody else that was a really, again, you know, thanks to you and Katie, you know, for doing a lot of the technical stuff as well and kind of learning the ropes of the biz. And then, you know, all the hosts, you know, Icky, you know, Victor, Monty, everybody that's, you know, doing all these shows. Kit, you know, you guys are all coming in on your time. So, you know, this is, all this happens just because of all the people that have helped me do it. I'm trying to think, there was somebody else that was, well, whoever I'm forgetting, it'll come to me later and I'll I'll thank you on the next yep. broadcast.
No, it's just like the, you know, Brendan Fraser and Shorty said, you know, we're still here.
Oh, and also to thank all of our sponsors that have kept the doors open, you know, Executive Properties, Valvoline, you know, BT over at Rumors.
Over Heaven's Cakes, which supplied us with some
sherry.
You made a special request. We should probably get one of them on camera here.
Literally.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll run and grab one real quick. What did you order for Over Heaven's that they're hooked us up with?
Oh, I just want some GFBS, you know, St. Patty's Day cookies. So, Sherry over there, she hooked it up.
Is your new name Patty O'Brien today?
No.
So you want to fight, Dave?
No, but I am Irish.
That would totally make sense. See, now that's in his sense. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, no, we're all good. Yeah, so here we go. Awesome. Oh, hey.
Dude, that looks good.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Here, put it on mine.
Oh, oops.
Oh, no, it's still going to be.
It's blue. Blue.
It has blue. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the same no matter where we go.
Awesome St. Irish cook. St. Irish.
There's a picture up on our socials.
Yeah. What were the Shamrock cookies?
Yep, Shamrock.
Yeah, so yeah. Over Heaven's, they are. Over Heaven's, what a great place. I mean, besides being an awesome sponsor, but Victor, I think me and you, we go there at least once or twice a week.
Oh, yeah. Like, literally, that's the. If you can go anywhere else, like, that's the place to be. Like, they literally. Oh heaven, oh my! They truly that's what they should really just say, because man, you'll taste anything there, and my God, you'd never want to leave.
You know something? Since today's St. Patrick's Day, and we're talking about weird movies, well, you got to watch Leprechaun today.
Oh yeah,
but in the terms of the Warwick Davis from Leprechaun, where's me gold?
Well, and the. Fascinating thing. I think we reviewed Leprechaun on Weird Cinema, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's one of the few movies, like at least major motion picture movies, that takes place in North Dakota. So,
very true.
Yeah.
And fun fact, Jennifer Aniston, of course, being that she was not technically on Friends just yet, but she was getting her career started, and she was, you know, she got started in the horror
Sorry for
movie.
Getting off on this tangent.
I love it. We rock and roll on here. This is how we do it.
I remember one of the people that I forgot. I was going to mention David Waterman because he's been helping me with the Great Reset show, but he also helped me with the setup of the studio with like the lighting and a lot of the equipment from his media background of like the websites to go to and what products to buy and everything. So I had a lot of insight from him as well.
I know
thanks, David.
Yeah, these are top of the line microphones, lighting, headphones, you name it. It's grown so much.
Yeah, because I mean, when we first started, everything was on the floor on tripods. I mean, you're tripping over things all the time.
Oh gosh, yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't here for that.
Yeah, now everything's hanging from the ceiling.
Oh yeah, this is
at least until it falls.
I know I've lost track of the count. I'm sure Paul and Katie could say for this. The amount of guests that have come through here, and one of the first things they say is, wow, this is an impressive setup you guys got here at the GFBS studios. So
I was kind of like taken with it my first show. You know, Katie turned on the lights and it's like it blinded me, and I wasn't used to it. And then that green screen, I couldn't wear anything green, otherwise I'd disappear like the top of Victor's head is.
I guess as speaking of more hosts and guests, should we rotate another person or two in? Katie, do you want to get in not here for a few minutes? Or
on,
I think
Katie.
We saw Brad.
Katie, you can take my spot.
I think we saw Brad wandering the halls too. Maybe if we could see if he's out here, get him on here too. Maybe maybe we can let him know we're ready for him. Get rotate him in. So
he'll come back. He wants his.
What's that?
He'll do it later.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So, Katie, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Applause.
Yes, yes. Yay. We got to give you the...
Go, Katie.
And the secret word of the day is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous, Katie?
I guess so.
Oh, man.
She's like, she's the Roz of this show.
Yeah. Everyone always says that.
Katie, you make so much of the behind-the-scenes magic happen at GFBS. So, what? You start almost at the beginning, right? Or shortly after?
I believe they opened in, obviously, 3 years ago today, so March, and then I just so happened to come along, and it was right after I turned 20, so November of 2020, I believe, when all the fun stuff happened, you know.
Did you have any idea what you were in for over the last almost, 2.5 years or so?
No, not really. I wasn't even, like, expecting to, like, still be here, so it's all thanks to Dusso. Or Bob Dusso, he's the one that literally called me on a Wednesday afternoon. I was sleeping. I was so tired that day. I kid you not, no, true story. This evening woke me up, my phone, I answered it. He said, hey, the guys are looking for some help. And he knew that I kind of like tech stuff because I had went with him to Devil's Lake a few times over the summer to help him with, like, you know, racing stuff and photography. And I told him I love video editing, lighting. And, yeah, told me the guy's looking for some help. And I think I texted John Thursday saying, hey, you know, Bob Dusso said you guys are looking for some help. Texted John. And I came here and I sat in that chair.
You remember the specific chair?
Yeah, I sat in that chair. I was so excited because when I was watching the interview back, I could, like, see my foot. I was like, yeah, that's my foot right there.
That was your GFBS camera debut. Your foot made the first appearance.
Yep. And then the interview that was on it was a guy from the Salvation Army. He's been on a few times, but yeah. So I remember the guest. I just can't remember his name. I can picture his face, but
a representative from Salvation Army.
Yeah. 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 So.
Wow.
I watched the interview, talked to John after, introduced myself, and I came back every single day over Christmas break, so end of December. I learned all the stuff, and then I interned January. The
big cram session over the Christmas break and just learned it all.
I can remember
when I did my first show. It was just you and me. And
was it? Oh, yeah, that was the first day because he was gone.
Oh, okay, so you're producing for, or Katie was producing for your first episode of Weird Cinema, Icky?
Yeah.
Yep. Did you join in on the session? I know every now and again, those early episodes, you would all of a sudden, you were on there every now and again, right?
Yeah. I know for the first episode, I, like, because, like, I set up the scenes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I hopped on for the exact first.
Well, I remember we used to do two episodes a day or on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Yeah, because I couldn't come in. I could only come in every other week, and you were in there and doing your stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was hecka nervous when I came in here the
first
time.
First in studio show?
I was, yeah. And I just, like,
those jitters.
But once I got in here, I was like, this is it, man. I made it. And this is like being at the Oscars at this point. So I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah.
At this point, yeah. We were on a show. So I was like, man, this is it, man. I get to talk about what I love every single Wednesday. Are you kidding me? This was literally like my dream. Like, this was it. I made it. And I didn't,
I can agree with you on that.
And I didn't even expect it. It just happened in the way it did. And, man, you know, talk about the luck of the Irish.
Did you ever have anyone recognize you outside of the studio? Because I was at a gas station one day, and someone goes, man. You're that Icky Ichabod guy, right?
Oh, man.
And it's like, I can't talk right now.
You got a following.
My mom is waiting outside for me. I just need to grab my groceries and get out of here.
Man, I've done, well, you know, and most people know, of course, if you ever go to O'Reilly's, you know, they know me for Mr. Roboto. I do sticks, Mr.
That's right.
Roboto.
You rock the karaoke there pretty regularly, right?
Yes, I do. And, you know, everyone knows me for Mr. Roboto. And
Domo Romigato, Mr. Roboto.
Yes. And literally, Dale literally, funny thing, is that he always wants to do karaoke.
Yes.
And we hopefully will do karaoke one of these days.
I used to be a pretty regular karaoke fiend myself.
I used to do karaoke all the time. Too.
Oh, yeah. And we'll do a big old GFBS karaoke night one of these days.
We have to.
My age is catching up with me where I'm like, I think by the time it gets to Friday night, around the time he says it goes on around 10 o'clock, by that point of the night, I'm ready to just chill, watch a little TV, then pass out to some TV around 10 or 11. I'm so lame.
I can concur with you on that. Like, I passed out last night watching Law and Order.
Ain't nothing wrong with Law and Order. Yeah.
These are their stories.
Yes. The stories of the GFBS crew. I see we got some GFBS hosts watching on the live stream. If you got a moment, want to call in and chat on the show. If you can't make it in the studio, that number is 701-213-0863. I see we got Monty watching, Chad watching. If you guys don't know if you'll be able to make it in the studio, definitely call in, and we'll chat it up here for a bit.
Oh, and one more thing I just want to say. So I guess one of the best things about being here is the people I've met. Like, before this, Chad, I think it says Chad's still watching.
Yep.
Like, I wouldn't have really got, I mean, like, I've always known Chad Hoff, like, at the racetrack as the announcer, but, like, I didn't personally know him. And thanks to this show, I know Chad now. I've gotten to know, you know, some of the race car drivers. That's awesome. And then probably the guests. Like, I know Sue Sherrick. She always comes on. I love seeing her. Just the people I've met.
Yeah, there's been so many, along with the many GFBS hosts and just doing more producing these last several months, meeting some of the guests that come in and out. And never would I have ever thought I would have been able to interview so many people here.
Especially,
I can relate with you on that.
Especially Kimberly Wilson from Arts for Vets.
Yeah, she was awesome. Yeah, and just going over to the Arts for Vets, doing just a big old quick marathon of interviews with all the many artists there. That's definitely one of my favorite memories from the last few years here, or a couple years. Yeah. Switching gears here, kind of, what's it like, what do you like doing the most about live shows? Having the world of tech issues happen, or live on location like we did at River Cinema a couple of times, just trying to wing it a little bit, or just like having the nature of live broadcast, interacting with live chat rooms, any certain memories, anything like that comes to mind? I see Monty in the chat saying the Pina Colada girls will be up for that.
I gotta say that just the camaraderie of it all, like literally they're just like the winging it, pretty much everything I would have to say, just because there's just so much you can do on this show. It's like SNL, except for, you know, it's all like
we're the players.
Like literally, yeah. You like it's all free range. Like literally,
I'm Belushi then.
Like literally, and I could be Eddie Murphy. So this is literally this was a time where literally everything's like a no holds bar kind of thing. There was jokes flying here, flying over there. And can I just say honestly, Katie rocking the pink. Like I know it's rocking the pink, Michael Jackson. You know, come on, you gotta give it to her on that look, man. Pink Michael Jackson.
I see Ray's watching. Had to shout out.
You better be here. You got to get the jacket. Yeah. You got to get the
or call
or Freddie Mercury. It's a Freddie Mercury jacket too.
That's true. Yeah, it is a Freddie Mercury jacket.
But she doesn't have the mustache.
This?
So
yeah, that's.
I literally got this for my 20s. I wanted birthday pictures, so I don't dress up often. But I got this. So I did not get this just for this.
I'm just wearing a Chucky shirt today.
Chucky shirt. Oh gosh, respect for Chucky.
Yes, I'm flying the Chuck.
I got my TMNT hat on, so I knew this was a special occasion, so I got to rock the Ninja Turtles, man.
Ninja Turtles. Hey, if you guys want last... Oh, go ahead, Keith.
It's a free-for-all here, which you were saying earlier.
Oh, yeah. It's always a free-for-all.
Yes.
Yes. It was... if you want to see Victor... speaking of Turtles, show the most love and nostalgia fandom for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Make sure to catch this last week's episode of Big Screens and TV Streams. You talk all about going to see the original live-action movie in the theaters a couple of times over the weekend. That was awesome, just basking in your fandom and your love for the Ninja Turtles.
Two words if we're talking about Ninja Turtles that I like. Baxter Stockman.
Very good villain. Very good villain. And I gotta say, it was just an honor to see my heroes in a half shell on the big screen, and the fact that they even showed it. I was like, my friend Joey's like, you gotta get over here and you gotta see this. Literally, when he showed me it, I freaked out for an hour just because I couldn't wait to see it. And man, you guys, that's a cinema experience you cannot get anywhere else. I'm sure you can, but like I said, you just gotta see it to believe it. It was so cool.
Yes. So I see we got another comment in the chat from the other half of your Pina Colada girls, as Monty would like to label you two, right, Katie?
Yeah, true.
Katie, Raven is surprised you're not rocking a tennis hoodie.
I'm not. There's nothing tennis on me, Raven. Nothing on the back. Nothing.
Nothing.
So you're off the hook. I'm off the hook today.
Oh, I love it.
Wasn't that a really horrible cult movie, Off the Hook?
I know the classic Robin Williams movie Hook, but
there was a movie called Hook, but I don't think there was unless I'm thinking about it now, but you don't know. Maybe I would be wrong, but I'm not wrong, but maybe you never know. So,
well, sorry. I know I want to make sure to, we're doing a couple giveaways throughout the show here too. I guess everyone in the chat, if you're interested in either a pair of movie passes or for the River Cinema, or I have a gift card to the Broken Sentry, awesome hobby board game shop. If you're interested in either of those, make sure to comment in the live chat saying, I want those gift cards, or we'll give you one or the other, say either Rivers movie passes or board games. I want board games or I want movies, or send us a text saying that's 701-213-0863. Text that to us over the next hour here or in the live chat, and we'll hook you guys up. So, yeah.
Well, you know, speaking of board games, they came out with a board game for Silent Night, Deadly Night, Halloween 2, and My Bloody Valentine.
That is very true. Those are very fun games to play.
You've actually played some of those, Victor, then?
I actually have. You know what? I haven't played a board game in a long time, so fun... fact, you know, most board games that were based on great movies or even just slashers in general, those truly were fun to play. And if you're a horror fanatic, much like myself and Tony, you will just get a kick out of them. It's just so much fun. It's like playing, if you even played Monopoly, I'm surprised they haven't done a horror Monopoly yet, because that would be even way more fun.
But they do so many versions of Monopoly. It's they're like, oh, it seems like almost any like I see YouTuber versions of Monopoly nowadays.
Yeah. They actually did YouTubers?
Yeah, certain YouTubers that have just a plethora of subscribers, they get their own Monopoly boards now.
I wonder, and this is funny because I'm like, if Katie, if you play Monopoly, I'm wondering if like I'll take the Sea Boys, you know?
Would you like a Sea Boys Monopoly?
Monopoly,
yes.
What would you have like? What would be the equivalent of Boardwalk and Park Place on Sea Boys Monopoly?
What's Sea Boys?
Uh oh.
Here we go.
Katie.
Oh, that's, I'll explain it after.
Yeah, that's like after the show topic.
What?
There.
Okay. Boardwalk. They're like headquarters.
Headquarters. Yeah. Would it be their racetrack, maybe?
Sorry about this. I just don't know what you kids are talking about anymore.
It's one of Katie's favorite video YouTubers.
You're making me feel like a geezer here.
YouTubers I watch. Yeah. Oh, there's a Bemidjiopoly.
Bemidjiopoly. Okay, there you go. All right. Yeah, we'll keep these contests going off and on here. I know we're going to do another batch of interviews a little later here. I guess before we wrap up here for this first set of interviews for today, let's just give the hard sell for some of the shows you guys do. Katie, we'll do it to you first. I know you're a regular on the Midwest Super Pixel Pros. Would you ever imagine getting back into gaming every week here on GFBS?
Do I want to or...
How have you liked doing the weekly gaming Midwest Super Pixel Pros, being a regular in that?
It's interesting. I mean, of course, I'm definitely a racer. I like racing games all day, every day.
I know later today we got some racing games in store, right? We got a special 7 p.m. edition of Midwest Super Pixel Pros today.
It was hilarious, yes. And it was fun.
But Icky, you're going to be a guest on the show later tonight, too. So you're going to have, I know you're making your Pixel Pros debut. We will be playing some Mario Kart.
Mario Kart is great, man.
If we're playing video games, are we playing Ninja Turtles by any chance?
Oh, you know, we could always get that in the future again.
Yo, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, Victor was on about a month or two ago playing some awesome Ninja Turtles games. And I think we damn near beat the entire game.
We need to play the Evil Dead game, too.
I see Monty in the chat. He was on about a month ago.
That and Super Smash Brothers. Please get Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah. We can get them in. Give me ideas here, and we'll get them in the queue here for future episodes.
I'm going nuts with the video games, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome having you on playing some Turtles there.
Oh, that was so awesome.
So, 7 p.m. edition of Midwest Super Pixel Pros tonight with Icky Ichabod, a special guest. And then, Icky, you're going to be here all day, man, because after that, you'll be on, after that wraps up, it should be close to your regular Friday night time slot, your show premieres, and people can access all our shows on demand, too. You don't have to be there to watch them live. Just search GFBS on your favorite podcast app or social media apps, Facebook, YouTube, you name it, we're everywhere.
And you guys better beware, because if you don't watch my show, the squids will eat you.
Yes. 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 I think we may have another one ready for the rotation here. All right. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. We'll keep going. Yeah. All right. So here we go. You're in the hot seat, Brad. Yes.
Here we go.
Raven, I see you in the chat there. I will fill you in here a little later. Okay. Yes. Yes. But. Mr. Right now, we are joined by Mr. Brad Durek. How are you today, sir?
Well, it's Friday. What are we going to talk about today?
Oh, well, we are just kind of reminiscing on GFBS memories, 3 years on the air here. So, Brad hosts on GFBS. He hosts Catfish Best Source.
Really?
So, you're on your third season. You don't do it every week all year round. You do seasons.
Seasons. Yeah. So, I think, what do we got? Two left? Three left.
Yeah, I think...
Two or three.
Yeah, two or three left. I know you got one airing this Tuesday with...
We got Mike Mitchell.
Yeah, Mike Mitchell.
I haven't even told you about the next one yet.
Yeah, and I know you got one more after that.
So the next one we're going to do...
Oh, we're going to get the official scoop?
Yeah.
All right.
So I met this girl completely by accident last year when I was doing Riverwatch over at the Alaris Center, which is an educational program, and... she just showed up there, but she was with her husband stationed at the Air Force Base, and she was making arrangements to kayak the entire Minnesota River from Minneapolis all the way to the Hudson Bay.
Oh, wow.
And she did it last summer and completed the trek.
How far of a distance is that? Just
she's going to tell us because I don't know.
Oh, man. Gosh.
But
I'm looking forward to hearing all about that, yeah.
She's no bigger than producer Katie.
Oh.
And did this all by herself in a kayak.
With no support crew and, oh, man.
She would meet people and they would pick her up.
Oh, resupply.
And help. She had her supplies sent ahead. And it was a pretty cool deal. I ended up texting with her quite a bit all summer long until she got into northern Canada and text didn't work anymore.
Oh, man. Wow.
But she had flood conditions and held her up for forever like the rest of us. And the Minnesota River runs to the Mississippi, so she had to fight that going upstream in the kayak the whole time. And then, of course, the Red was high, so when she got to the Red, it was turn and burn.
She had to do some improvising.
Yeah, so...
So we have a lot of people tuning in live right now who aren't familiar with maybe all the individual shows that all the hosts do. So people unfamiliar with your show, why don't you give them the 101 on what to expect out of Catfish Best Source?
Well, I am I'm the guide in town on the Red River for catfish. So we started this 3 years ago. The reason I do seasons is because once fishing season starts, I'm done. I mean, I just don't have the time to come over here. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time to get show prep done. I don't have the time to do basically anything. Everything revolves around guiding. So that's why we do seasons. Plus, I think I can do a better job by having 13 to 15 guests, have good show notes, and real good guests.
More prep work.
More prep work, and not get stale to the viewer.
And I've been producing this latest season, and you are getting some top-notch guests from the fishing world there.
Yeah, and we've had some really good guests all 3 years. I mean, we had James Linder from Linder Media. If anybody knows anything about fishing, they've heard of In Fisherman. It's their family that started it.
What was the biggest fish you've ever caught?
Biggest ever?
Yes.
I got a 70-pound sturgeon once about 20 years ago.
70-pound? Holy moly.
And that's not even a big one.
Well, it's like a sturgeon instead of like a virgin.
Yeah, something like that.
Feeds all the kids.
Yes, and
I know your show premieres Tuesday nights at 5:30 this season.
Yep.
And they can access all the archives on demand.
Yep. A lot of people liked last week.
Yeah.
You interviewed me about gear.
Yeah. I remember after the show, you're like, I don't know how this went. And I mean, Paul and I were in the studio. We're like, oh, I had fun learning about it. I kind of did a little promotion for it. And when it went up, I was like, I had a good time sitting under Brad's learning tree, finding out about all the gear to use. So did you get similar feedback then? People were like, this is good recommendations.
People really liked it. I think my favorite one so far this year was the Chase and Walter episode.
Oh, yeah, that was, the one that did, like, the geological surveys? Or I might be getting mixed up.
No, the one
up.
I made fun of about walleyes the whole time.
Yes, the rivalry between catfish and walleyes. That was, you guys were, I mean, I know it was friendly jesting, but it was fun. It was a lot of nice, fun little jabs back and forth.
That was my favorite one to do. Keith Sutton is always a good one. He's been on twice with me over the years. Who else have we had this year? Mike Mitchell coming up this week. I'd never met him before. That was the first time I've ever actually talked to him. Really good guy. First podcast he's ever done, he informed us after we got done recording. So
yeah, you guys were like, it seemed like he's done it a million times before.
Yeah, he was really good, and I think he's going to be showing up in a lot more podcasts now.
I know when you had the lie detector, the polygraph, that was
a big show. That was a big show, actually.
Because that was making waves because there was the controversy from some competitions from the previous year, and just... I had no idea that winners of fishing competitions had to be polygraphed.
Yeah, ask John Roberts about polygraph because he's escaped them every time. He's always makes his partner do it. Yeah, you made Kent do it.
He's a better liar than I am.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
No holds barred in the fishing world. And so, yeah, besides the three seasons of Catfish Best Source on GFBS, you've been in the audio radio world for many years.
Well, I worked for WDAZ from 1999 to 2014 in sales mostly. Uh-oh, here we go.
Let him finish.
So I had a lot of media experience there, not on the air, but behind the scenes. And in a station that small, you obviously are involved in everything. and then done a lot of fishing TV shows. So being on TV is not a big deal to me, being on radio. And then you get to know a guy like John Roberts. Eventually, between working in TV and knowing a guy in a previous life at a radio group, you know everybody in the media in this city. It's not that big of a town when it gets right down to it.
Now, I see we got John Roberts on the off-camera mic here.
I just wanted to go back to this polygraph thing. We got picked for a polygraph, and yeah, I did make my partner go take it. And it's we didn't have anything to hide. I was kind of busy at the time. But here's the thing, and I can't remember who I talked to yesterday about the old days of the Cats Incredible. When it was 150 teams, there'd be over 200 teams trying to get into this tournament, so it was a big lottery, and it was a huge deal. But, and I've always said this, the scariest 2 days of my life were the two mornings of when those horns start going off for the start, the shotgun start of the Cats Incredible. Dangerous. Scared the bejesus out of me. I hated it. I saw so many close calls. I saw people that should have got hurt. They got lucky they didn't, let alone killed. It put the safety factor into a tournament in a whole different level, and Brad's the one that got that going around here.
Did you even know that I was in a wreck in that tournament in 2005?
I was so scared looking out for ourselves.
I guess it was.
You know, and it's not so much for the cheating part of it, but it is for that. Because you go out when you want. Did you start fishing? Did you fish during regular hours? Or, you know, it's a question in the polygraph. So right there, you're good. And you can take your time going out there. But that was him. And now all the biggest tournaments in the country, they all use them. They all do.
Actually, that was when the Cabela's King Cat came to town that we got introduced to that. We just
when we
were the first
drink.
Ones to adopt it on the... Yeah, that worked out for us.
Oh, worst I've ever done in my life in a tournament. Yeah, and I blame it on not being able to drink a beer.
We kicked ass the next day. Oh, man. Yeah. So let me tell you about the day after the worst day of the year. Yeah. So we're sitting there waiting for the 7 a.m. takeoff at about 6:40. And we cracked a beer, and away we went, and we said, let's go. And did we even fish 15 minutes that day?
We were done pretty quick.
It took us 20 minutes to get to our spot, 15 minutes to get our fish, and 20 minutes to get back.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And then we got invited to, like, Kentucky or something. We both said, nah, dang. We're good. Kentucky Fried Chicken? Dang. Well, we made the national tournament, apparently, or we qualified for it or something, but and we were horrible. We were horrible.
Oh, yeah, we made that on the day one. So let's go back to our defense. And I would do this again in a heartbeat. In that Cabela's King Cat, the one time they were here, was the first time we were ever partners in a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. Tournament starts at 7 a.m., and it's 7:10, and I got an 11-pounder in my lap.
Really?
And I threw it over.
Yeah. You're like, I can do better.
That's not a keeper in a
tournament.
That's
not a keeper, and we never did get it replaced. That would have got us 17 spots. Would it won us any mm-hmm. money? No. We ended up in the same amount of money we would have anyway.
What's like a good minimum you'd like to catch for a tournament fish?
Every tournament's different. Yeah. Yeah. But at 7:10 a.m., 11 pounds ain't getting it done.
No. We try to get my partner that I have now, we try to get... Depending on, like Brad said, the tournament, got to be 15-pound average for your two big fish. So if you can catch three fish, that's two over 24 inches, one under 24 inches, or some tournaments are two over 24 inches because that's a state, that's just a law, and one over 24 per person, and then you could get three. But anyway, we try to average at least 15 pounds per big fish.
So an anomaly nobody knew about is last year's Shields tournament. The fishing was, we were expecting the worst year ever.
It should have been
the worst year ever, but we had a thunderstorm Friday when nobody was fishing. So all these people had their expectations down, 10, 11 pounds, take it when you can get it. So all these fish are coming in at about 7. Well, by day 2, everybody realized 18 or bust. The fish were running mm-hmm. that big all of a sudden. There. And that is an anomaly to the other direction.
Some of those like just rare anomalies where all the fish were way bigger than average.
Not only was the tournament record for weight of 2 days broken last year, it was broken six times.
It was shattered. I mean, now we had a league night or two before that. I think
we set the all-time low for number of fish weighed and weight the week before the Shields tournament for low.
Yep.
Worst
yep.
league night
worst
in history.
Ever.
And the week after the tournament, when everything turned on, we had the biggest weight, most fish registered in history.
Whoa.
1 week apart.
Yeah, it was nuts. Ooh. Because we could not catch a fish. I pre-fished three or four times for that tournament. We didn't catch a single fish. So we're thinking, well, all of a sudden we got a 12-pounder and a 13-pounder and whatever. And it's like, okay, it's a little under, but, you know, or maybe even they're even probably bigger than that. We came in and it's like we weren't even irrelevant. I mean, it was like we weren't even there. It was just crazy.
I see we have a comment in the chat here. I see Raven is kind of filling in for John's ritual. Jokes my neighbor tells me. So here we go. We have, what did the fish say when he hit the wall?
Damn.
Yeah. Spelled it wrong.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh. Talk about lightning in a bottle effect.
How many fishermen does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Doesn't matter, but you should have seen the size of that light bulb.
I got one for you. Oh, we got a Paul joke of the day.
Here we go.
Oh, all right.
Oh, here we go.
All right, Dale.
Yo.
Did you hear about the one-armed fisherman?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Caught a fish this big.
I'd be a pirate.
That's pathetic, Paul. Get back in your office. That's
oh, man. So, I love you, so Paul. Love the comments in the chat here. Keep them coming. I know we'll probably be back later today here with more interviews with many GFBS hosts and crew and taking calls. Brad, let's go around the table. Everyone plug their shows here, where they can find them, and just give another quick, just hard sell. So, Brad, throw it to you. We'll go around the table. Catfish Best Source.
Catfish Best Source, Tuesdays at 5:30. Of course, they go in for forever and ever on Grand Forks Best Source. I also put them over on my website, redrivercatfish.com, under the podcast. So all 3 years are listed over there. One other thing I want to mention is after I leave here, I'll be over at Cabela's for their big spring sale from at least 2 to 3 and 4 to 7 today. So if you want to talk fishing, buy your fishing gear, whatever, I'll be over there wearing my pretty Abu Garcia shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And answering questions and talking
fishing. Rocking the dreads.
So,
heck yeah. All right. Good deal. Victor, how would you pitch big screens and TV streams to the unaware?
If I could pitch it, I would do it like this. You guys, if you don't have movies in your life, well, that's too bad, because you should check out big screens, TV screens on this show on GFBF Best Source, because we got the news for movies. You want cinema? We got cinema. You want comic books? We got comic books too. You want video games? We got video games. But that's on a different show. We're talking about the latest movies that are going on all week long, and let me tell you, every Wednesday, me, Paul, and of course sometimes Tony, if he's on here, we're all going to be talking about movies.
Wednesday,
we're
all going to be talking Wednesdays about Wednesdays at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. And the fun thing is, I got to tell you, is that not only is this the best show to talk about movies and pretty much do whatever you need to do to get that good cinema loving in, but you got to check out the next movie that's coming out, which is 65. So we're going to be talking about that next week, which I'm really excited to talk about with these guys. As always, I'm always excited to talk about movies with these guys. So check that out, guys, and have fun.
And I think also Shazam opens this weekend. I think we're talking about that next week as well, right?
That is right, too. Yeah. We are talking about Shazam next week. And don't forget, like I said, guys, tune in. We're going to have so much fun just, like, ranting and raving. And who knows? We're going to even have a Paul joke in there.
Yeah.
So,
are you going to riff like they do on Mystery Science Theater 3000?
You know what? Usually I haven't done that. But you know what? If we can do
maybe
that,
maybe one of these
can,
days we'll do a commentary track.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. Because honestly, I've been waiting for a commentary track. Yeah. So
all right. Icky, What could you tell people about your shows? You have Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema, and once every 4 weeks, you rotate it out for Icky Ichabod's Weird Wrestling.
Well, you know, if you like weird cinema and you want to be weird, 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 you tell all your friends about it, otherwise the squids will eat you. You know, we talk about the weirdest of weird cinema from like the 70s, 80s, 90s, and thousands.
Yeah, all the way from the 70s to recent films, too, from the last few years.
Yes, and eventually I'd like to get enough people watching to do kind of like a Joe Bob Briggs Monster Vision type thing.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so yeah, how would that work for those that don't know? Oh, shoot. That's right. Whoops, I forgot. I forgot John was off camera mic. So, Icky, We just realized for your whole pitch, we had you at like 10% volume. So now we got it corrected. Many thanks to Katie. I was off the ball on that one. So maybe one more quick time.
All right. Well, you know, watch Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema. You know, if you want to be weird, 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 and talk to your friends about the weird cinema, you know, you better watch it or the squids will eat you. We were talking about riffing, though, a little bit ago. I'd like, you know, to get enough people on my show, watch my show, to do a Joe Bob Briggs Monster Vision kind of thing, kind of like Svengoolie or something
like that.
That's
kind of like a more live commentary over movies, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And that kind of similar to, I'm just already forgetting the name, is just Mystery Science Theater 3000. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, some good, just, yeah, riffing commentary over movies. Very so, good and people show. Can find that Friday nights at 9 o'clock when it premieres or on the archives on demand. Search GFBS on your favorite podcast app.
And just be prepared to be stupefied.
Great. All right. Song. Now, before we wrap up, we want to say a great way to help support Grand Forks Best Source, just. There's a couple of ways to do it. Just help support local businesses. If you go to gfbestsource.com, right on the top of the website, there's a donate link. And, yeah, if you got anything to help throw our way, help support GFBS. Help us keep the lights on. We gladly will appreciate it. And another great way to help support GFBS is just leave us a Google review or a review on your favorite podcast app. Just search GFBS. Find the podcast our podcast page on your favorite podcast app or on Google. Leave us a 5-star review with some nice words. We will definitely appreciate it, and that helps us out big time.
You forgot the biggest one. Like and share. Like, yes. And share.
Like and share. Like and share. Like and share. Like and share.
Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe. Pound that notification bell.
I love you, Tony.
Follow us. Yeah, we're like everywhere. And so, and yeah, we'll be giving away some, we'll probably reach out to someone here. We got a bunch of people in the live chat for our first giveaway here. Hook you up with maybe some movie passes or board game gift cards. So we got more shows to come later throughout the day. Make sure to stay tuned with us on GFBS. More live interviews with more hosts and guests from the past. Throughout the day, we'll keep this party rolling. And Midwest Super Pixel Pros, it's usually on at 2, but because of all our live day interviews, there'll be a special start time tonight at 7 p.m. And then Icky Ichabod live tonight at 9 p.m. What movie are you talking about tonight, Icky?
Return to Oz.
Return to Oz. The long-forgotten sequel to Wizard of Oz. Yes, I'm looking forward to talking about that.
And remember, it's not for the faint of heart.
Yes, exactly. It's on Weird Cinema for a reason. So with that, many thanks to Brad. Many thanks to Victor.
Thank you, guys. I may not be on the Oscars, but this is the Oscars, really, and I can't believe I'm with the big leagues right now. This is crazy.
Many thanks to John Roberts in the background there.
Woo!
Yeah! Woo! Many thanks to Icky Ichabod.
I am not a crook.
Many thanks to producers Katie and Paul over there in the back. We'll give the applause. Hey, there we go.
It's like the song goes, whoop, there goes the whoop, ready or not.
All right. Again, subscribe, like, share, review, all that fun stuff. Hey, the Grand Cities, they're an awesome place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.
And stay weird, Grand Forks.